K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, host of another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. One more week to go before game time in Dublin, Ireland with K-State and Iowa State. Folks, football is around the corner. We're going to call it week zero or week one or whatever you want to call it is, but man, at this time, pretty much next week, we're going to see our cats on the football field. This is the first time of this podcast. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Again, I'll go ahead and that means if you're not already, if you like what you're hearing, please, after you listen to this episode, please, this everyday podcast, we're going to come at you from all angles, whether that's football, women's soccer, women's volleyball, men's women's basketball coming later on this fall, cross country next month, and so much more. Again, subscribe, like, we're on iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, and fresh content right now on Podbean app. Myself and Alex A. recorded part one of our scheduled breakdown and predictions there, and we're going to finish up part two next week, and then continue to be prepared, or should be prepared, Iowa State Cyclones, a top 25 matchup on ESPN. Right around this time next week, we're getting ready for some football, baby, with K-State there in Iowa State. Man, it's almost here, folks. I cannot believe it, man. We got this far, right? So, but yeah, week zero, and yeah, I would probably, at least on the ESPN side of things, this is probably, looking down some of the schedule here, I'm only going to go to next Saturday's schedule, which, of course, our K-State will kick off the college football season. It's Iowa State, and of course, we'll talk a little bit more about Iowa State on the podcast next week, get you ready for that as well. But yeah, I say, other than this Texas-Ohio State, this is going under the bus a little bit on this matchup, right? This is going to get you a head start. If K-State win this ball game, that gives you a head start because obviously you have your non-con. Usually we have non-con first, but you're getting a big one. We should all know this by now. We're in the second half of the month. We're still in mid-August, but we're going to be going right on in the second half of this month. August, hot, still and all that. But yeah, safe travels. And I know I'm going kind of bouncing off the walls here in this episode. But again, whoever, for those of y'all, I know there's media traveling over there this week. Over this weekend, there's a lot of fans going over there as well. Safe travels over there. I think it's going to be a big crowd over there. Like the NFL. You see the NFL with these games, London, Germany, Frankfurt, or what? Maybe not Frankfurt, Germany, and what? Munich. That was what I was looking for there as well. There's so much excitement going on right now. I think you're going to see a great crowd next week. Obviously, with this rivalry going overseas and a chance for Kansas State football to get a head start on the conference. You do not. And yeah, we kind of be lackadaisical and all that, but I would love to see. And maybe a sneak peek to the Podbean app next week. The peak is going to maybe surprise you. We'll see about that. Between K-State and Iowa State, but again, I want to see it go down because we've heard all the talking, we've heard all the improvements, as I have said over and over for the last week and a half or so. Now I want to see where this football team is at come next Saturday, right around this very time, kickoff, right around the corner, week zero. So yeah, this, I think, outside of Texas and Ohio State, is the big matchup there in the court. Is that Idaho State and UNLV at 3 o'clock? So I'm just going down some of the ESPN schedule. Obviously, K-State, Iowa State. K-State is ranked 17th, obviously, in the AP poll. And Iowa State Cyclones, Matt Campbell is that, and this thing, this little fly is getting annoying. It's a Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. What is it doing flying around outside of EG3 confines here? Eddie Greer III here, recording this football edition on August 16th, Saturday, obviously. This will come out later on this afternoon. So be on the lookout for that. And then, of course, probably tonight, another episode that I recorded early in the week, taking a look at the secondary. And I'm going to record the special teams either tomorrow or Monday. I forgot. I had a reminder on my calendar. Oh, I got an event I got to go to Monday night. So it's not going to be a run Monday night. I'm going to have to do this in the morning, which is okay. Which is okay by me. Definitely as well. But yeah, man, K-State is a designated home team for this game in Dublin, Ireland, against Iowa State. Iowa State beat us last year in the regular season finale, as you should know by now. I'm probably going to go back and watch that. And then, of course, a couple of years ago, Chris Klein beat Iowa State. So, yeah, the tide has to change. And this is going to be a tough game, no doubt about that. The rest of the schedule, I do want to just go over it real quick. I'm not going to go dive on any matches because it looks like it's Idaho State. Let me see this. And UNLV, let me see this for a minute. Hey, Idaho State Bengals. No, Drew, not Cincinnati Bengals. that's another podcast, but the Idaho State Bengals. Interesting enough. So I was right on that. Idaho State versus UNLV. That's at 3 o'clock, and there is no affiliation for that. Then our little rivalry friends over in Lawrence hosting Fresno at 5:30 on Fox. That kicks off their season there. And then it looks like it's Sam Houston State against Western Kentucky at 6 on CBS Sports Network. And then CBS has Stanford in Hawaii. Ooh, interesting game. Interesting matchup there as well. So the big game, biggest game there comes in the morning, our matchup. So I'm looking forward to that. Obviously, should have nothing going on besides the usual morning run. Yeah, so I'll take care of that. And then boom, get right. Yep, going to set up. I know there's watch parties going on. Maybe I might check out a watch party. Maybe not. Usually, we're going to be right up there watching this game. And then, of course, there's another reason why you want to subscribe to this podcast. Post-reaction after every K-State football game. I'll have a reaction for y'all probably right after. Maybe a couple of hours after. But within a 24-hour time frame, you'll get a reaction from me solo. And, of course, the following week, you'll get Alex's reaction. Myself and Alex will continue to dive on into the recent matchup and preview the next one. And then if any news were to surface with any other sports or whatnot, we'll talk about it on the bonus coverage of the Pro Project Podcast on the Podbean app. But you have to download the Podbean app to do that. The channel, Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-D-I-E Process Podcast. Again, ladies and gentlemen, that's G-R-I-E-R number 3 E-D-D-I-E apostrophe S podcast for more bonus coverage of the K-State, of your K-State Wildcats. But 1 week, baby, 1 week. Almost game week. Got to get through Sunday, of course, and then turn the page, and then voila. Lord willing, it'll be Monday, and then it's officially game week, folks. So, exciting times back in Manhattan, in the Midwest in general, but Manhattan, Kansas, whether you're living there, Wawamigo, Kansas City, Olathe, Lenexa, Kansas City, Kansas, you get the drift here on this podcast. So yeah, man, we're going to be sitting here, well, getting ready for this matchup, or getting ready to see kickoff overseas, and I think that's going to be a primetime game over there, obviously, over there as well. So looking forward to, man, I'm just, at this point, I'm ready to see our cast on the football field, and we're going to get a lot of these questions, or at least some of them anyways, that we've been talking about all year or all summer long. We will get some of those answered, and hopefully, K-State, just like the women's soccer team did, it wasn't a conference game anyways, but like the soccer team did, can get a win right out of the gates there as well. And of course, speaking of women's soccer there real quick, coming off of a big win, shutout over Oral Roberts. That postcast now up now, wherever you get your podcast, like I've been talking about. Portland State tomorrow morning, late morning at 11 in Boozer Family Park. So K-State will continue their regular season opener game two tomorrow. Colin Corbin on the board, getting your first win as a K-State head coach, the newest head coach for K-State Women's Soccer, and that's a big one there as well. Can they stay the course? We'll keep that momentum, early momentum rolling against Portland State tomorrow. And of course, we'll have a postcast of that afterwards. So, K-State Nation, if you're not subscribed to this other K-State podcast, quote unquote, time to get on it. What, one more week until K-State football is on the TV sets, folks, around the United States of America. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another episode of the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Go Cats.